I'm not hearing anything. Are we live?
It's in quiet mode, Wendy. There it is. Sing along, everybody.
Babu, babu, baba.
Babu, babu, babu.
Bing Crosby, go ahead.
Babu, baba. It's the bonus hour, Wendy. Anything can happen. The stream of consciousness. Some of you may be hearing the bonus hour for the first time, right? Have some of you ever heard it before or never? No? Yeah?
Although, can I tell you that we met a fan named Helen who's here, and she loved us, and she was really mad when they took hours away from us.
Yes. Everybody was mad.
But
angry townspeople, Wendy. That's what we've got now. Angry townspeople. We're
going
to storm the castle.
We weren't mad about it because we get to leave a little earlier. Mm. However, we are on the stream. I like to call it Bill Leff Unleashed because he gets a little crazy.
Thanks.
And Helen, I believe that was her son, who said, you're going to have to learn how to listen to it on the stream. Mm-hmm. And she did, and now she's pleased. So
right.
You guys need to learn how to do that, too.
Yeah, it's not that hard. Well, everybody.
It's kind of hard.
It's hard. It's difficult. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. It's the hardest thing in the world.
But we have
There's
less.
Nothing more difficult.
We have less commercials.
Right.
Bill is more funny, if that's possible.
Oh, come on. Thank you.
So you're missing a lot of great things
on
the stream.
That's very kind. Now, here's what I set up earlier, and I ran this past you first to make sure this was okay. I said, we've never done the stream of consciousness, the bonus hour, in front of a live audience. Let's give them a chance to ask them any burning questions that they've had about you, about me, about the station, whatever they want. There's no limits, right? Or are there limits?
You know,
there's some limits.
To an extent.
Yeah.
I think we should answer appropriately.
Well, you don't have to answer. If the question is asked and
well,
it's true.
Well, that's no fun. That's like
right.
truth or dare. If you pick, you know, dare and you don't go
right.
through with it, then
right.
that's not right.
What if the question is not for you or for me, but our friend Ryan Burrow? Ryan, would you also answer these questions?
Ryan's
up for anything. All right. All right. So Marlene, who, by the way, this is Marlene Wells, who just celebrated her 50th anniversary
50 years.
At WGN Radio. When
Wait.
Marlene started at WGN, Grover Cleveland was the president of the United States. And now here she is all these years later and still doing everything great. So, Marlene, thank you for 50 incredible years. That's amazing.
Although she's holding the microphone for a moment, I was scared that she was going to ask us a question.
Right, that would be embarrassing.
Yes.
Because we know what she would ask. That would be very embarrassing. So if anyone has a question, like I said, for Wendy, for myself, for Ryan, Ryan will also answer these questions.
Right.
Hi there. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Scott. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I met you out in the parking lot.
Yes, I did. I parked right next to you. Yeah.
You nicked my door.
Before Wendy got on radio, she met a lot of guys out in the parking lot.
Shut up!
Now it's legit.
That's the question, how many?
No, I actually have a question for Jimmy Mack.
Oh,
who would be my husband?
All right, now I just saw the new trailer for this new Star Wars movie,
mm-hmm.
and I know Disney owns Star Wars now, and I thought I saw a Disney character flying the Millennium Falcon.
Bill, yeah. you saw it too, right?
Yeah.
Because Jim is not here. Can you answer in his stead?
Yeah, Mickey Mouse now drives the Millennium Falcon.
And what does he say when he's...
How fast do you want to go? Hold on tight, everybody. We're going super fast.
Can I hear Mickey please say parsec?
Parsec. You did the Kessel Run in 13.6 parsecs.
All right, see, that's awesome. I really don't know. I can ask him and have him call you at home. You want
to
leave your number?
I listen to his
podcast. Oh, Rebel Force Radio?
Yes,
awesome. Well, thank you, Scott.
Yeah.
He'll, you know, we're kind of jealous that, you know, Jimmy Mack's getting questions and not us.
Not
but
you or me.
I'll let him know, Scott. I appreciate
questions.
It.
Does anyone have any questions for my wife, who's also not here?
Hello.
It's fine.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Eve.
Hi, Eve.
Hi,
thanks for coming. What's up?
Yeah. Not a really interesting question, but when did you both figure out that you could make people laugh?
Oh, Wendy, go ahead.
Today?
Today.
That's an interesting question. I just, I was the baby of the family, so I always wanted to entertain people. And I think the first time someone laughed at me, I wanted to find a way to keep doing it.
Oh.
Because it's a good feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, this is a strange story, but my dad used to do plays at a place called Theater on the Lake. Have you ever seen it on Lake Shore Drive? My dad would do plays there, and he would run lines in the car with my mom. When my dad was driving, my mom would have a script, and he'd run lines, you know, learning his lines in the car. And I'd be in the back, and I'd also memorize the lines. So one night, he was in a play, and he was on stage, and he forgot the line. And I was in the audience, and I yelled out the line.
Oh.
And the crowd went nuts. They were applauding and laughing, and I went, oh, this is fun.
And
I
they probably this. Thought it was part of the
yeah,
act.
They did.
This little kid feeds the line.
They did, yeah.
That's awesome. That's a great story.
Yeah. So when I was two or three when that happened. So thank you.
Thank you, Eve.
Appreciate it. Who else? A question for Wendy or myself? Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Irene.
Hi, Irene.
Montalbano.
Hi, Irene Montalbano.
Hi, Irene.
What's your middle name? That's not important.
Maybe I didn't hear you that morning.
Yeah.
Did you tell us where you were going after 1 o'clock?
Where was I going after
no,
1 o'clock?
Both of you. Do you perform somewhere else?
Oh, when our show is over at 1 o'clock?
When it's over, it's over. I mean,
you go right home.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did they cut you short?
Oh, they just shuffled the schedule a little bit. You know, John Williams, who'd been at the station for a long time, wanted to come back to Chicago, and he left on very good terms with everybody, so they wanted to find a place.
So they took 2 of our hours.
They took 2 of our hours. This was basically what happened. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, don't be sorry. It's fine.
What do you do with yourselves when you leave the studio?
Oh, I drive home. Oh. I go to the grocery store, make dinner, pick the kids up at school.
I thought perhaps you go somewhere else to perform.
Oh, no. Do you go anywhere else to perform? No.
Just in my own house, which no one laughs at me there. So.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks. It's Irene Montalbano. Thanks, Irene.
Hi, Irene.
How about that? We'll figure out your middle name.
Do you moonlight anywhere else?
No. This is my only job right now.
Well, I said what I do. What do you do? Go play tennis usually? Work out?
Yeah, almost every day. Either play tennis or work out or both. Yeah, so... Yeah, it makes for a full day. There's a question in the back.
Uh-oh. I'm worried about this guy.
Why did you say, uh-oh? Why?
I don't know.
What would make you scared? You
said, what's your name?
She said, uh-oh.
Uh-oh, yeah. That's.
My name's Kurt.
Hi, Kurt. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. We appreciate your presence today.
Oh, that's all right.
Do you guys remember the first day you were forced to work together? What's your best memory of that day?
I do. We weren't forced to work together, but we were put together. I was working with a different host pretty much every 3 weeks. They were trying to find out who would work well with me. You were on Danny Bonaducci's show, and I remember Matt Bisbee was a program director at the time, and he's like, I got this guy for you. And I've had fun with the people I worked with before, so I was kind of like a little hesitant. I'm like, oh, let's see what this guy is. He's a former stand-up comic, and I'm like, oh, that's good. And then he came in the studio, and I can't speak for you, but it clicked pretty immediately.
Yeah, I don't think it did. All right. I don't think it did at all, Wendy. I'll be honest.
It was super fun, though. It really clicked.
Yeah.
And chemistry
we had never met until we were in the studio together.
We've still never met.
No, we've never met in person. I used to listen to Wendy for years before I got on. I was doing stand-up, and when I'd be driving home from jobs, you were on the radio, and I would listen and just think, boy, she's so good at what she does. She's so talented and funny.
I have no money. Why are you doing
no,
this?
No, it's true. And then when they put us together, they didn't want us to meet until we were on the air. They said it'd be better to just walk in and do the show that way. And I was new to radio. You'd been doing it 10 years, but I went, I guess that's how it's done. I didn't know that. But, yeah, it just kind of, we were lucky.
We were lucky because you can't fake chemistry. I mean, you really can't.
Mm, right.
You know two people that can't fake it.
No.
I don't want to bring them up.
Eric and Kathy, yeah, they fake chemistry, yeah. We can say that on the stream. On regular radio, we could put in jail for saying that. But
I'll tell you, we still don't talk a lot before the show goes on the air because we waste a lot of material that way.
Yeah.
I guess I'll pull back the curtain a little bit. We do have guests scheduled, and we're ready to do things, but we like to kind of improvise and pull things out of the headlines from that day, too. So we don't probably plan as well as other shows do.
No, not at all.
But it seems to work.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Are you happy with it? Everybody's happy? All right, good. Great question.
Thanks, Kurt. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hi, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hi, my name is Christina, and the question I have, the fate of the universe depends on it.
Yes. Oh, this is big. Uh-oh. All right.
Pizza.
Yes.
Pineapple or no pineapple?
Oh, go on, Wendy. Pineapple or no pineapple on pizza?
I don't like pineapple on pizza. I like the traditional sausage, pepperoni, veggies, no pineapple.
I love pineapple on pizza. Incredible taste. Great tangy taste. I enjoy it very much. So the universe will continue, I guess. Thanks, Christina. That's very, very nice of you. More questions for either Wendy or myself or Ryan. Ryan will also answer your question semi-honestly.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
I love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. You have good taste.
today is... I didn't hear you say it today. I'm just waiting for you to
say
it.
Oh, during the song?
Oh, what day? It's Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. During our song, the beginning theme for the bonus hour, Wendy, I don't know why this started. Why did you start doing it where you would just say the day of the week?
I have no idea. Song?
It just seemed like the thing to do, right?
It seemed like it needed to be filled in, so every day I've gone on and on to say the day of the week, but right. Soon we'll have celebrities doing
it. Yeah, we're looking at that. But
you normally say something on Friday.
I know where you're going.
Friday is, for those of you who don't know, in my opinion anyway, the greatest day ever invented. So I like to point that out on Friday because it really is. I mean, even though it's a work day, you say to yourself, I got the whole weekend ahead of me. This is great, you know? So, yeah, there it is. It's the greatest day ever invented is Friday. You're welcome. Thank you, Eileen.
I've been waiting to
Thank you. It is. Don't you agree, though, Friday? That's a pretty good day. Whoever put that up.
Thank you, Eileen, for reminding him.
Hi, sir. How are you?
Hi, name's Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I was wondering, do you and Wendy, during the holidays, have family over, like have big get-togethers?
I have Wendy's family over, and she has my family over.
I love his girls.
My question really is, do you guys host from a booth like this?
Yes. Yes. We set up a little wooden shed in our home, Steve. And for years, before we were in radio, it didn't make sense, but now it kind of does.
Okay. Hi there.
Hi, my name's Jerry, and thank you for saying my name right. That
was
amazing.
Hi, Jerry.
I'm recently retired, and I just wanted to say thank you, because one of the great benefits of that is I get to listen to you guys now.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank
morning.
You.
So
oh, that's
so
nice.
Thank you,
so much.
Jerry.
Thank you.
Happy retirement.
I don't want to speak for Wendy, but believe me when I tell you that she and I are living a dream job. We both grew up in and around the Chicagoland area. You know what the station means to the city of Chicago. I used to beg my parents, like I'd drive into work with my dad during the summer, and my dad would have WGN on every one of his presets, and I would beg him to listen to anything but WGN, anything, please. And now years later, I'm fortunate enough to work here. Wendy's fortunate enough to work here. They're the nicest people in the world. Our bosses are so incredibly nice, and they just let us say and do almost whatever we want. You know, they don't hold us back. What an honor this is, huh?
It is an honor. I mean, WGN is a legendary station. Yeah. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah,
I still don't know how we landed on this station. We don't deserve it.
If we can't ruin the station, nobody can. That's a fact, Jack.
Do we have time for one more? And then I think we have to break, and Ryan Burrow will do some news for us. If not, that's fine.
There's one up front again? Yeah?
Sure.
All right.
For
is
us
this for
or
Jimmy
Mack?
No.
This is for
you guys. You guys used to have Gilbert Gottfried on as a regular.
Yeah.
Like once a month. It was great. I loved it. But he's been doing his own podcast. Are you guys going to get him back as a guest soon?
He's coming up in a month or two, right? Yeah.
All right. Wonderful.
Do you all know Gilbert Gottfried? Very funny comedian. They've just done a documentary about Gilbert, and he's coming on to talk about that with us in a couple of weeks.
Can't wait. So, can't wait to see it. Can't wait to talk to him.
I know.
What does he sound like again?
I can't do it here.
What was that?
I don't know.
Do you need me to Heimlich you?
I've got a turnover stuck from last night. I don't know what that was. Yes.
There you go.
That's it.
All right, good.
It was the opposite of what I was doing. Make your larynx go in, not out. That's a valuable lesson for the kids. Speaking of the Cubs, I don't know if I'm the only one who's... I remember the Cubs. Who remembers the Cubs?
That's why we need a day off of sports today.
Right. But did you know, I don't know if you saw this, but a WGN radio personality was featured prominently, not at last night's Cubs game, but the previous night's Cubs game. Somebody we all know and love. Well, we know him from WGN. Who would it be? No?
Is he a buddy?
Pete McMurray.
Pete McMurray.
He was there at the Cubs game.
Buddy.
And that was the day that they won. So I hope he goes to a lot more playoff games next year. That's the
How
end.
Does he get a ticket? He went with a bunch of brothers, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. He finds a way in.
He can't afford those tickets.
I don't know how he gets in. Wendy, every year when we come here, Pat, say your last name for me. Is it Belter or Bolter?
It's Bolter.
Pat Bolter comes by and does something very, very nice for the holidays. Pat, great to have you back.
Thank you.
Pat is Goodwill's chief marketing officer of Goodwill Industries. You can go to amazinggoodwill.com. I love Goodwill. I tell you this every year, and it's a great thing that you're doing with this Tree Time Tree Trade-In program. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, it's hard to believe, but this is our fifth year already.
Yeah.
And I think you guys have been with us most of those years, which is fantastic.
Five. Yeah.
So we're partnering with Tree Time for this promotion, and certainly we appreciate Tree Time's partnership with us. You know, these trees are so important to us because they come to our stores, and then revenue from the sale of those trees is reinvested in the programs and services all around training and jobs that help people with disabilities and disadvantages.
Yeah. I've described this in the past as, you always hear that phrase, it's a win-win, and then you think about it, and you go, I don't know, I think that guy's winning. I don't know if that guy's winning. But in this case, really everybody comes out on top, don't
they? It really is a win-win for the community, for Tree Time, for Goodwill, for the people that we serve.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's why we have to get a jump on this. You need time to get those trees in tip-top shape for people to come in and adopt them, I almost said.
No, that's accurate. It's kind of accurate.
And, you know, sometimes people say, well, why so early? You know, it seems like it's starting so early. We're not even done with Halloween yet. But, you know, the timing is really great because, let's face it, as holidays approach, everyone's schedule gets so busy. And this is really a convenient way and an easy way to kind of spread goodwill early and plan a little bit ahead. So, you know, pick up your tree now. Avoid the holiday crowds. It's one less thing you have to worry about later, something you can check off your list.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Goodwill is always there when you need it. If you need something, 1 year we did need a Christmas tree. We moved into an apartment, didn't have a tree of our own, went to Goodwill and got it. I have to come up with a Sergeant Pepper's costume for Halloween.
Really?
One of my sons wants to be a Sergeant Pepper's, so I go to Goodwill to look for that. You get great decorating ideas. And this whole Tree Time trade-in program, if you bring a tree in, you get something in return.
That's right. What you get in return is you get a Tree Time gift card, and it's valid for $75 off any giving selection tree or 15% off any in-stock tree.
Yeah.
Right here in Lake Barrington.
We always say in the commercials, Pat, gently used tree. Define the parameters of gently used. What does that mean?
Well, we always say give to Goodwill what you would give to a friend.
Oh, yeah.
So if you feel comfortable donating a tree and you'd give it to a neighbor or friend, that's the kind of tree that we want because we do want to resell it.
What if it's a friend you only kind of like?
Yeah. That's a whole different story.
All right. That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. But I imagine you've seen some over the years that you go, I don't know about this one, right?
But very few. I mean, you'd be surprised. A lot of the trees are in really, really good shape. So it's an opportunity to also divert it from the landfill because when you donate to Goodwill, it's one less item in the landfill. And one of the things that I want to mention is our Goodwill diverted 72.9 million pounds of clothing and textiles out of landfills just last year.
Wow.
So
that's impressive.
Yeah.
Sure. That's amazing. Say that number again. 72.9 million pounds?
72.9 million pounds of clothing and textiles. So that's fantastic. And, you know, being friendly to the environment, that's kind of our history since we were founded in 1902.
Yeah.
So we were kind of trendy before it was trendy to be green.
Mm-hmm.
So
great.
It's outstanding. Not only just does the revenue from the sale of those trees help fund our programs, but also it's environmentally friendly.
Yeah.
Come on, when you go through your closets, we all have clothes we don't wear. I mean, we must have so many things in our closet and we wear the same 10 or 15 things.
Right.
So what a great way to declutter. God, I'm the queen of clutter, but I got to go through it. And we do donate a lot of things. A lot of times we'll find Christmas or other holiday items that I loved when I bought them, but I'm kind of sick of them, and I don't even bother putting them out. Those are things that Goodwill will take as well.
Oh, absolutely. People do Christmas shopping at our place for decorations all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great way. You know, you get some very high-quality merchandise at pennies on the dollar.
Right.
So it's very economical, affordable, and you can do great things in your home.
And great vintage stuff. A lot
absolutely.
Of times you'll see stuff from days gone by that's there, and that's beautiful stuff to have.
And we have a lot of DIY, do-it-yourself projects and things that people do with items from Goodwill. So I encourage everybody to go to AmazingGoodwill.com because we have a lot of those tips on that website.
I want to bring this up with you, and maybe you can clarify this. I brought my tree in to Goodwill it'll be three Christmases ago, counting this upcoming Christmas, and it didn't have the stand. I left it at home, not on purpose. I just forgot the stand. So they said that it's imperative that the stand be included. They couldn't take it without the stand. Mm-hmm. I went back and got it, but for people who don't know, you must have the stand included.
Right, because we want to put up the trees in the stores
so people
can actually see them before they purchase them.
Right.
So, yes, absolutely.
I'll be more careful.
How could you not bring the stand?
I just forgot the stand. Same with clothes. I'll bring in a sweater and I'll forget the stand. And I go, there's no such thing as a sweater stand. And I go, I'll find one. And I do.
There you go.
Never too early. We are out here for the next 20 minutes or so here at Tree Time. So if you come by, you can bring a gently used Christmas tree here. If not, and I guess you get your $75 coupon off select trees here at Tree Time throughout this month, throughout the rest of the month, correct?
Right.
October 25th?
Through the 31st of October.
Okay, rest of October. If you can't make it out to Tree Time, you're missing a lot, let me tell you, because once you walk in, you'll say wow, and you'll be wowed. You can drop off your tree to any Goodwill location, that's correct?
That's correct.
Thank you, Pat.
Well,
good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Keep up the good work. It's Pat Poulter, everybody, from Goodwill.
I really do have to come up with something to, I got to be honest with you, 14-year-old son Dylan wants to be Sergeant Pepper. One of the.
Right.
Okay, so I had
one of the Lonely Hearts Club band.
Right.
So you just need a lot of satin.
I think I do, but you know, I don't know if you remember what it was like to be a 14-year-old boy, but sometimes you plan on going to a party and then you don't end up going.
Sure.
I'm not spending $90 on Amazon to get this costume.
Right.
So do you have a pink shiny suit I can borrow?
Yeah, a couple of them. What size do you need? I got several of them. Half my closet is pink shiny suits. Come on by. Bring them over. I'm fine with that. Wendy, I have found, because we're in the center of Christmas here at Tree Time.
Yes, we are.
I have found, this is according to Business Insider, these are the 12 best holiday movies of all time. Shall we see if we all agree or disagree with this list?
Yeah. Will you guys clap for the ones you like?
And everybody has, a favorite. So hopefully, if this goes well, your favorite will be number 3, number 2, or number 1. Because some of these I question. I've never heard of their number 12 on the list. They say it was from just last year. A movie called The Night Before, starring Seth Rogen. Are you familiar with this at all?
Ryan Burroughs here. He's younger than us. Perhaps he is.
No, I've got kids. I don't watch movies.
I love Seth Rogen.
Anything that doesn't have cartoons in it.
He's my secret crush.
I like Seth Rogen. He's not my secret crush, but I...
You can have him, too.
No, he's your secret crush.
He looks very huggable.
Yeah, he does.
Very huggable guy.
He does. Very teddy bear-like.
Yes.
It's called The Night Before?
The Night Before. It's a raunchy ensemble comedy.
I'm in.
Sold. Hilarious, dark, and surprisingly sweet. It doesn't say what the movie's about, but I see that Joseph Gordon-Levitt is also in it.
I love him as well. I'm renting that.
All right, so that's The Night Before. That's the number 12
best holiday movie. Has anyone heard of it?
Anybody? Nobody has.
Two people.
Yeah? A couple? Yeah. Number 11, I like this movie a lot, and that's The Polar Express.
Classic.
Isn't that good?
That's pretty
good, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the movie. I will only say this because we're on the stream. If I was on regular radio, there's no way in the world. You know Rick DeMaio? He's been on the show with us before.
Weather guy extraordinaire.
Yeah, he's a great weather guy. All right, so they do this showing of Polar Express before the movie came out, a week in advance. So sometimes they'll do a press screening so that people in TV or radio can see it and then talk about it. So we went to this press screening. It was my wife and myself, and my daughters at the time were 2 or 3. I don't remember which. It's a long time ago. So the movie's in 3D, and we saw it on IMAX, so it was just so jarring how gigantic and beautiful it was in 3D. And there's a scene at the very beginning of the movie of Polar Express where it's snowing, but because of the 3D effect, it really looked like it was snowing. It was so huge, and there's snowflakes everywhere. And I was holding my daughter, Reese, and she reached out, and she was trying to catch the snowflakes. And I said to myself, this is just beautiful to see a child so innocent reaching out and trying to catch the snowflakes, and then in front of us is Rick DeMaio, and he's reaching out and trying to catch the snowflakes.
Who's a weather guy? I mean, he's a meteorologist.
Yeah.
But, well, all right, maybe he's not as innocent.
I don't know.
But you do that when you watch a 3D movie.
Yeah, well, but then in your head you go, but I know this isn't real.
Yeah,
but Rick was just so, he was upset he couldn't catch any of them.
That's so funny.
Yeah, crazy. All right, so that's number 11 is Polar Express. Number 10, love this movie. I might even put this higher. Bad Santa.
That is a great movie.
Isn't that fun?
It's really funny.
Yeah.
Even real Santa likes Bad Santa.
Yeah, real Santa.
Do you
Santa
hear his bells jingling?
Yes. Yes. Now, a couple years ago, I had Billy Bob Thornton on, and I asked him a question. This was before you came to work. I was working at the other station, and Billy Bob Thornton was on, and I said, do you watch your own movies? And he goes, no, I'm sick of my own movies. I don't want to watch my own movies. I go, I bet there's one you watch. And he just got this look on his face like, I know what you're going for. And he goes, Bad Santa. And I go, of course Bad Santa. Why wouldn't you keep watching Bad Santa?
It's very dirty, but it's
raunchy.
Really good.
So funny. Number 9, way higher up on my list than on their list. You guys know Love Actually?
That's a great movie. That's a Christmas movie?
Yeah, it takes place at Christmas.
I don't ever remember movies I have watched. I saw it.
You've seen Love Actually, right?
We saw it when we had Hugh Grant on the air with us.
Right.
But that was a long time ago, Bill.
That's it's like 7 or 8 different little love stories all based around Christmas. It's really good.
Oh, Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
All right, now
he's
I remember.
He's the guy that holds up the signs to Keira Knightley, right?
It's about Christmas?
Yeah. It takes place during Christmas.
All right.
So I think that one counts.
It's a good movie, regardless.
I love it. I tear up every time. Number 8, Home Alone.
Great movie.
8, huh?
Yeah.
That's a great movie. Yeah, you don't like it?
I would, no, I would slide it up.
Oh, okay.
A little bit higher for you?
Yeah, but I was his age when that
Kevin's
came out.
Age? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, you know, in the second one, in Home Alone 2, my wife is the flight attendant that puts him on the wrong plane. Did you know that?
Oh.
Pinnacle yeah. role, because without your wife?
No movie.
Right.
If she puts him on the right plane, the movie's over. I wish he would do that more often. Just put people on wrong planes and have a bigger career. That'd be nice. Number seven. Now, I don't think of this as a Christmas movie at all. It's a very funny movie, great comedy, but Trading Places, according to Business Insider, is the seventh best Christmas movie of all time. I don't know.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Somebody booed it. Somebody was so angry at the idea.
Santa's
booing it.
Well, then it's definitely off
the list. It's off the list. I'm crossing it off the list.
I don't remember. I know Eddie Murphy's in it.
Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy.
And Santa's a list guy. I mean,
right.
Unless we're on his list.
Santa, this should not be on the list.
I don't think so.
Don Amici, the guy who invented the telephone, is in it. Or was that just in the movies? Maybe it was just in the movies. So Trading Places, like I said, very funny movie. But I don't know if it should
be
that high.
It shouldn't be on a Christmas list.
Wendy, I know you'll agree with this one. You even mentioned this earlier in the show, Elf, the hysterical comedy.
Isn't Elf the funniest movie for young or old or in between?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it is the funniest movie.
You know who's great in it?
James Caan.
James Caan is great in it. James Caan's always great. He's Sonny Corleone.
Yes.
You can't say anything bad about him. Bob Newhart is spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
Could you be more lovable than Bob Newhart? It's impossible. Just love that guy. I love Bob Newhart.
Don't eat the gum.
So, right. So, Elf from, here's a shocker, from 2003.
Jeez.
Like, in your head, when you think Elf, you go, well, that was just out a few years
ago. A couple years ago.
That's 14 years old already, Elf.
Number Zoe Deschanel, right?
Yeah, she's in that. Number five, I liked, I didn't love, and there's no way in the world I would put this as high as number five in the greatest holiday movies of all time, but Bill Murray's movie Scrooged.
Yeah.
Do you love that? Who loves it? You love it, but as high as number five? Would you put it number five?
He's got a whole monologue that's fantastic.
There are good scenes in it, and it holds up. Carol Kane is in it. Yeah, I love her. Yeah. And who else? Who am I?
Bob
Goldthwait's in it. It's got a good cast. Bill Murray's funny in it. He's a TV. It's for those of you who haven't seen it. It's just a remake of a Christmas Carol.
It's worth seeing, but I don't know best
not
ever.
Number five, right? A little high on the list. But you say five is good, right? Yeah, kind of five, six, seven, somewhere in there. All right, number four. Love this movie. I never think of it as a Christmas movie, but I've had arguments with several friends that say this is one of the best Christmas movies I've ever. I don't know. Die Hard.
Please.
Above Elf.
Above Elf.
Really?
Above Home Alone. No, I'm not saying that. That's what it says. Yeah,
number
four.
Are you reading these backwards?
No, it says number four. Now, it takes place at Christmas, obviously,
sure.
But that's really the only Christmas
pretty much
aspect
it.
Of it.
Yes.
Right? All right, there are three left. What has not been said so far? Before I read the last three.
I know at least two.
Christmas Story, absolutely. Which one? It's a Wonderful Life. Which one? Miracle on 34th Street, agree with you. What else? Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Family Man. White Christmas. What about The Bishop's Wife? Did you ever see The Bishop's Wife? That's really good. What about the one, I'm blanking on the title, Diane Keaton is sick and her family all comes together at Christmas time. Craig T. Nelson is her husband. Nobody?
Jeez, Phil.
Bob Newhart is not in it, which is very upsetting to me. Bob Newhart should have played their son. That would have been funny.
What is this?
Nobody knows what this is. I'm trying to think of who else is in this. Sarah Jessica Parker plays kind of a snooty girlfriend. Family Stone,
yeah.
Nobody?
I never heard of it.
Just me? Kidney Stone, anybody? No?
Well.
Also nobody? I love Family Stone. Do you like that also? That's a great movie. Yeah, the soundtrack is really good. It's both very happy and very sad, sometimes at the exact same time. Have you ever seen Family Stone?
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, Wendy, you got to see Family Stone.
What about, isn't Vince Vaughn in the one, Four Christmases, where they've got the divorced families and they decide they want to go away, but for some reason, I can't remember why, they have to still...
Yeah, that could be on the list. So far, we're missing quite a few. Let's see if they're covered by Business Insider. Number three says that the number three best holiday movie of all time is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Several people said that. Absolutely. The Griswolds.
It's the top three.
That's it.
That's pretty good. And I love the fact, I mean, I know we're here in a place with a lot of lights, but that scene where he lights up the house and that's beautiful. That's just beautiful. Number two, Actually, it's funny. Their number one and number two are exactly my number one and number two. Christmas Story.
That's the best. Sure.
Classic.
Don't you weep up a little bit when you see Christmas Story? I don't know what it is. It's just his happiness of getting the thing he's always wanted most and then not shooting his eye out. It's just beautiful.
So weep good. Up. You mean well
Oh, come
up
on. We all remember.
Wendy, I weep up. Do you well up? How many of you weep up? How many of you well up? About 50-50. People are divided. I weep up. I really do. Because it's the one... It's the one thing.
He's... See what I mean? This is called Bill Left Unleashed because he's so silly on the stream.
He wants the BB gun so bad, the Red Ryder BB gun, and he gets it. Don't you just
and in the meantime, there are tongues to poles,
right.
And there are leg lamps.
Right, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's
a great movie.
And radiators.
There's
and
the Bumpus Hounds.
Bumpus'
dogs.
The
bunny dogs suit. Next door, the Bumpus Hounds. Yeah. I love those guys. All right, so that's number two.
Number one?
Number one, Wendy, Major League.
Yeah, which Bill Left was in. That's why I said it. If you haven't seen it, that's where. See Major League 1 and 2.
It says Major League 1 and 2. It says are the greatest holiday movies of all time.
Right.
Number one, according to Business Insider, quibble with them if you will, but It's a Wonderful Life. Right?
Pretty fantastic.
It's so good.
You know,
go on. What are you going to say?
No, go on.
When the movie came out, It's a Wonderful Life, they didn't think it would do well, so they didn't release it at Christmas time. They released it in the summer.
That's weird.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
And then it didn't do well, and they were shocked. We knew it wouldn't do well, and then it didn't because it was released in the summer. I don't think I've had a Christmas since I was a little kid that I didn't see it.
Well, I'll tell you, there is someone who's had a wonderful life, that's for sure, and it's Marlene Wells.
Yes.
She has been with WGN Radio for 50 years. She's giving me, like, the snippiest look
right now.
Well,
because of the way you said it, it's like she's had a wonderful life, but that's sadly...
We wanted to bring a little cake for her.
This party just keeps rolling, Marlene.
And there is a tiny little stripper that will come out of that cake.
What?
It's a congratulatory cake that we wanted to make sure we got in before the stream ended. Joe and Lori Kane, of course, they run Tree Time here. They own it, and they made that cake together last night.
Yeah. Now, at the station, Marlene, we gave you a cake that was 50 years old, and I still feel bad about that. A lot of people had food poisoning because of that cake, and I apologize for that. But this is a fresh cake.
Listen, you know, we talked earlier, Bill, about we are so honored and lucky, and Ryan, I'll include you in this, too, to be working at this grand radio station, WGN.
Yeah.
But to have been here for 50 years, I mean, first of all, 50 years in radio is unheard of. 50 years at the same station is unheard of.
And with the things she's done over the years, Wendy, you'd think at some point they'd let her go. But no, 50 years. That says a lot. I can't even tell you. Congratulations, Marlene.
Maybe one day they'll bump her up from her internship.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We're all very hopeful that will happen. We're all very hopeful. So congrats, Marlene. Just, again, a round of applause for Marlene Wells. It's such an impossible thing she's done.
Where do you see yourself in 50 years?
Me?
Yeah. You're going to live to be 100, you said.
Easily. Maybe more.
You have such the holiday spirit today.
My birth certificate has a expiration date on it, so I know how long I'm going to live.
It's like your milk.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Marlene is married to Santa Claus. How many of you were aware of that? They've been together for a long, long time.
All right.
What, Joe?
Everyone here has to come and eat the cake. And if you're listening right now, let me give you the address, because who wouldn't drive to Missouri for a piece of cake?
Yes. Come on out to Lake Barrington.
As Mark Norman said.
It's 22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. There's plenty of cake. I don't know that there's pizza left. Is that all gone? The pizza is long gone, but there
Santa's
is still
here.
Cake. Right. Santa's still
so
here.
So eat Santa.
Yeah. Wendy, believe it or not, it's the end already. We just got here, and all of a sudden, it's over. Just that quickly.
Time really does fly doing this
show. It's like the holidays themselves. You know, you get all excited, and then they're here, and then they're gone. Merry Christmas.
Santa did not like that. He did a very unenthusiastic
ho-ho-ho.
Well, Santa's
ho, Santa ho. 24. He's always Santa. I mean, he's Santa 12 months out of the year. But for many of us Santas, you know, it's sadly, the holiday season just flies right past. It's awful. Well said. What you should have said, Santa. All right.
We have a bunch of people to thank.
Yes. In our studio in Chicago, Kasara Henning, also Bob Ferguson, who made this broadcast possible, and then so many people here, Wendy, a cast of thousands. Please mention them all.
I would like to thank Ryan Burrow for coming out
here. Ryan Burrow, in person.
I came for the cake and trees.
I would like to thank that funny comic who I don't remember his
Mark
name.
Mark Norman.
All right.
Yeah.
Why are you making me do this?
I don't know. It's easier if you do it.
Jazzy.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Jasmine, our new
Cooper
producer.
Right over there, our new producer.
Adam, the engineer extraordinaire.
Adam, the engineer, did fantastic.
Marlene.
Marlene did
50
nice.
Years?
50 years.
50 years.
50 years in 3 days.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus has been doing it since the beginning of time.
Joe and Lori Kane.
Yep. Also did a great job.
Moretti's bring the pizza.
Moretti's yes. brought some pizza.
And your limo company. Who's
yeah,
your driver
my limo company.
You'd like to thank?
Robin, the limo driver. You know what he told me? I'm the most fit. He said, I'm the most famous person he's driven since Bronson Pinchot. Isn't that cool? That's pretty cool.
The amazing Pat from Goodwill.
Yes, the amazing Pat from Goodwill.
And most importantly...
you.
Yeah, I was
most
saving,
importantly, Wendy.
That was the absolute most important,
right.
So I'll save me for last.
Right.
But you guys, for coming out,
oh,
really.
Oh, yeah, are you kidding?
Really a lot of fun. Hope you enjoyed yourselves. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and we shared it with you, and we thank you so very much for that.
Thanks, everybody, for being here. Greatly appreciate it. Bye, Wendy. Thanks for coming.
See you, Bill.